Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. Today we'll be studying the story of a man named Saul in the Bible, in the New Testament part of the Bible. There's a different Saul in the Old Testament. Saul was a contemporary of Jesus. And after Jesus' death and resurrection, that very first Easter, he was changed. He was a Pharisee, a religious authority in Judaism in those days. Somebody who felt the need to defend the beliefs of the Jews, to defend the laws against any challenge. They were kind of like religious lawyers. Saul was one of these religious lawyers who was very threatened by what Jesus was doing and preaching. And so, we'll see what he did with that in today's story.
But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank.
Well, now there is a story of dramatic transformation. Here's a man who was an authorized mercenary to go find and either arrest or kill Christians, transforming by the end of this story into a man who's been humbled and made blind by the very Jesus whose message he hoped to suppress. He starts the story as an anti-Christian, and he ends the story as a Christian. He starts the story hating Jesus and all his followers, and he ends up meeting Jesus and as a follower of Jesus. It's funny that he doesn't actually seem to recognize it at the time. When he's thrown off his horse and blinded, he cries out, "Who are you, Lord?" And English speakers today, we generally hear "Lord," we think that must mean God, but he was really just using a term for an authority figure. Somebody has clearly bested him, thrown him down on the ground, so he just cries out, "Who are you, Lord? Whoever's in charge of this?" But he finds out it is the Lord who answers, God in the flesh, God who came to earth as Jesus, now risen from the dead and having ascended from this earth to sit at the right hand of God the Father. Now that's the one who actually speaks to him when he cries out, "Who are you, Lord? Who's done this to me? Who is so powerful they could throw me off my horse when I'm a powerful mercenary running around trying to catch Christians?" And it turns out it's the Christ himself, the leader of the Christians. The very God he thought he was serving turns out to be against him now. Paul seems to be genuinely disrupted by this. You can imagine him. God actually even just gives him a pause and he says, "You need to wait for a few days. Well, you can't see anything. You need to wait for a few days until I'll change this." God is giving him a chance to stop and think, where have I gone wrong? What have I been doing wrong? How is it that I thought I was doing all this for God and now God is telling me to stop? How could I have been so wrong about Jesus, so wrong about his followers? What's happening? He's clearly going to be a changed man as a result of this. This is a huge disruptive event in his life. Later, we start calling him by a new name, Paul. So a name change even results from his changed life, which is often symbolic in the Bible of a changed life. And he becomes one of the foremost Christian leaders in the world. He wrote more of the New Testament of the Bible than anyone else. He started churches all over the Mediterranean. He kept in touch with them through letters that now form those letters in the New Testament. He was a formidable leader, whether it was to fight Christians or to promote Christianity. God clearly had a plan for him. He used his skills to do amazing things that still matter today. His letters are still read today. The effect of his leadership is still felt today. People still look to him for guidance on how to start churches and how to lead churches. God chose a formidable man and turned his use of his skills from evil to good. This is a story of transformation, and I want you to just stop today and think a little bit about transformation in Saul's life and how it would have looked. So here's your question to wrestle with today. I hope you won't wrestle with it alone, but that you'll share your thoughts with a group. You can form a little informal group of people to discuss our challenges with. Tell them about our challenges. See if they can watch or listen to them on the same days as you. Even if you're not all together for that, whenever you are together, you can discuss what you've been learning. Here's today's question. What signs of transformation do you see in this story about Saul? Do any parallel your life or anybody in your life? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.